We are hosting at Messiah Lutheran Church an ecumenical Good Friday service from 12:30 to 3 o'clock. You can come at 12:30 and stay for the whole thing, or you can come as you can and leave when you have to. It's at working with First Presbyterian, First Methodist, St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Prince of Peace, Messiah, and St. Mark's Lutheran Churches. So there's a bunch of us working together on this one.
I was about to say, that is far from what it was like when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And it does seem that denominations and different churches are, I guess, compiling resources for these great holy days.
Yeah, and I really think it's a great witness to the larger community. I think one of the best things about the churches working together, it makes a stronger Christian witness that there's a lot more that unite us than divide us. And so I think this is a great opportunity for the community to gather.
It's been interesting talking about things like the weather, kind of half jokingly, but talking about possibly a 70 degree day tomorrow for a Good Friday. Of course, you could come in and in your beach wear, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey, it's a come as you are.
Yeah. I'm going to ask that you don't.
I won't. Yeah. No, I won't.
But because this is going to be people coming from work and having to go back to work and things like that. So it is a very important day in the Christian calendar, obviously, but people are people, and so you just invite them in the way they are.
Exactly. I mean, this is a come as you are service. I keep telling that about a lot of our services at Messiah, but I've yet to see somebody come in wearing bunny slippers and a bathrobe. It may happen one day. But yeah, come as you are. We're just glad to have you. And if you can't, then you listen to Sunny 101.9. It'll be taking place live.
We will have it right here. The other question I have for you is how this all works, because it is a lengthy bit of time from 12:30 until 3. Mm-hmm. And for folks to get the entire message, how's that going to work? I mean, you just kind of rotating as you go?
Exactly. We have each congregation is assigned a different half hour. And so each half hour, there'll be some special music, there'll be some hymns, there'll be a part of the passion narrative that's read, and then there'll be one of the preachers from one of the congregations I named earlier. And so, like I say, you'll get, even if you're there for a half hour, you'll have a sermon in there, you'll have the readings, and be able to participate that way.
And this is a winning formula. This really is, because it does offer so much in a very small window, quite honestly.
It is, and we've been doing this for years, and been glad to have this on the radio, have it a service to the community for those who can't come out, because we do know that this is like the original 3D experience. You know, we've been hearing a lot about 3D and, on the screens, just the taking away the flatness of it and bringing that depth into it. Well, this is the original 3D experience. It's the 3 days leading up to Easter, and it gives you that added depth and breadth of the experiences that took place. And so it makes the Easter, your Easter services, Easter worship, just so much more memorable.